Shemoth, Exodus, chapter 3. And Moshe was shepherding the flock of Yithro, his father-in-law, the Kohen of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the wilderness, and came to Horeb, the mountain of Elohim. And the messenger of Yahuwah appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked and saw the bush burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moshe said,
"Let me turn aside now and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn."
And Yahuwah saw that he turned aside to see. And Elohim called to him from the midst of the bush and said,
"Moshe, Moshe."
And he said,
"Here I am."
And he said,
"Do not come near here. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is Kodesh ground."
And he said,
"I am the Elohim of your father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, and the Elohim of Yaakov."
And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look at Elohim. And Yahuwah said,
"I have indeed seen the oppression of my people who are in Mitzrayim, and have heard their cry because of their slave drivers, for I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them from the hand of the Mitzrites, and to bring them up from that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now, see, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Mitzrites oppress them. And now, come, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Mitzrayim."
And Moshe said to Elohim,
"Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Mitzrayim?"
And he said,
"Because I am with you, and this is to you the sign that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Mitzrayim, you are to serve Elohim on this mountain."
And Moshe said to Elohim,
"See, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The Elohim of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?"
And Elohim said to Moshe,
"I am that which I am."
And he said,
"Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'"
And Elohim said further to Moshe,
"Thus you are to say to the children of Israel, 'Yahuwah Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, and the Elohim of Yaakov has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my remembrance to all generations. Go, and you shall gather the elders of Israel together, and say to them, 'Yahuwah Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov, appeared to me saying, I have indeed visited you and seen what is done to you in Mitzrayim. And I say, I am bringing you up out of the affliction of Mitzrayim to the land of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Huite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall listen to your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the sovereign of Mitzrayim, and you shall say to him, 'Yahuwah Elohim of the Ivrim has met with us. And now please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness to slaughter to Yahuwah our Elohim.' But I know that the sovereign of Mitzrayim is not going to let you go, not even by a strong hand. And I shall stretch out my hand and smite Mitzrayim with all my wonders, which I shall do in its midst. And after that, he shall let you go. And I shall give this people favor in the eyes of the Mitzrites. And it shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed, But every woman shall ask from her neighbor and from the stranger in her house objects of silver and objects of gold and garments. And you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, and shall plunder the Mitzrites.